For the past few months, Jaipur's Gulta gang have managed to keep their lives pretty much in the balance. But as the worldwide economy plummets, one troop of wild-living rhesus macaques are about to pay the price for their luxury lifestyle. It's a time where friendships are challenged, lives placed on the line, and family bonds tested to the limit. It's been 8 months since the Gulta gang sadly lost their former leader and protector, Tarak. Despite the death of her old partner, Rani, the gang's queen, has had plenty to celebrate. Her latest baby, TJ, is now fully weaned and much less of a daily concern. Although with his head for heights, an obsession with man-made cables, there are some days she can't afford to leave him alone for a second. A comforting cuddle is still a daily requirement. Fortunately, Isha, Rani's youngest daughter and heir to the throne, is pretty much independent. Approaching 18 months, she holds her own in the majority of internal squabbles. But her eccentric elder sister, Benita, still hasn't quite grasped the fact that in macaque society, the youngest sibling automatically inherits the highest rank. Isha lays claim to the finest robe. But it's not long until Benita decides, as the eldest, she should have it. The little princess reminds her sister who's boss and offers her the chance to make amends by way of grooming. But Benita, being Benita, is having none of it. One macaque who has recently reached the top of his pecking order is Tarak's former deputy, Kamal. He's stepped up as the troop's new alpha male and is proving to be a good partner to Rani and a fairly reliable group leader, although his mettle has not yet been put to the true test. A test that may not be too far around the corner. Traditionally, Hindus pay their respects to Hanuman, the monkey god, by feeding the monkeys. But the number of pilgrims visiting the temple is at an all-time low. Many of those that do enter the complex come empty-handed. As the economy slides, some temples in the region have seen donations down by as much as 50%. With half as much food to go around, many of the Gulta gang are often left nursing empty stomachs. If the situation doesn't improve soon, something will have to give.